Spoken French versus Written French. You may have been a bit surprised when you first listened to the story part of this audiobook. It probably didn't sound like the French you studied in school. The reason is that French is a fast-evolving language, and unfortunately, traditional methods teach traditional French and teach you to pronounce French just like you write it. And this is so wrong. Nowadays, everybody talking French applies some glidings to the French language. On top of élisions and liaisons, two grammatical terms I will explain below, modern glidings are so strong that spoken French ends up being something most foreigners have a very difficult time with. I will apply medium glidings, meaning that I won't go full teenage suburb on you, nor will I talk like a book. I'm going to teach you to speak like a real French person does. So make sure you always study with the audio and pay attention to the way I jam words together. You will also note some differences between the recording speeds. The faster you speak, the more glidings there will be. So, in the slow recordings, I enunciate much more, and in the normal ones, I glide much more, even more so in the street French recording of the whole story. Train to repeat the slow and normal recordings, and train to understand the street French one. You don't need to speak as fast as this, but eventually, you need to be able to understand French people at that speed. 1. What is an élision? Élision happens when a few very common short words je, le, de, ne, que, ce, me, te, and la are followed by a vowel or a mute H. To avoid a clash of vowels, which is hard on the jaws, the short word will then drop its final vowel and replace it in writing by an apostrophe. In pronunciation, the remaining consonant sound will become the first sound of the following word. You will see this happens a lot, and it's very important you master this to sound French. Example: L'Eurostar, c'est, ce n'est pas, d'accord, je m'appelle, etc. 2. What is a liaison? A liaison occurs when a silent consonant, like the T of c'est, is followed by a vowel or a mute H, like the word une. In liaison, the silent letter becomes the first sound of the following word. So here the silent T of c'est will become the first sound of une, making it sound like thune. Most consonants keep their sound in liaison, except for S that makes a liaison sound in Z, X becomes Z, and D becomes T. Listen carefully to the audio, and liaisons will become obvious to you. 3. What's a gliding? A gliding is what happens in modern French when we glide over some letters, kind of like gotta go instead of I have got to go in American English. It's very common nowadays in French, and reinforces the difference between spoken and written French. The use of glidings differ among people. It's a question of context, age, social class, region, personal preference. Some people glide a lot, others enunciate more, but every French person applies some glidings. So it's essential that you get accustomed to understanding glided words, even if you choose not to say them this way yourself, and therefore be more conservative in the way you speak French. You will note that many letters, or even words, glide so much that they often disappear. It is the case of many short words ending in e, the ne of the negative, of the preposition de, the article or pronoun le, even the subject pronoun je, which becomes a kind of sh sound. Je ne sais pas becomes je sais pas in totally glided modern French. A good example of this spoken versus written French difference is the phrase "It's not nice out, there is no sun." When it is in written form, the phrase is "Il ne fait pas beau, il n'y a pas de soleil." When it is spoken by a native Parisian, to another it sounds like "Il fait pas beau, y a pas de soleil." And this is not an exaggeration, nor specific to a teenager or hipster way to speak. This is how anybody engaging in small talk will say it. It needs some getting used to, but thanks to my realistic audio novels, this won't be a problem for you. 4. The French alphabet. Pay close attention to the audio, in particular to the letter J and G, which are quite confusing. The French alphabet is the same as the English one, and it also has 26 letters. However, we have 6 vowels: A, E, I, O, U, and Y, which is always a vowel in French. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Unlike English pronunciation, French pronunciation follows simple rules, and knowing them will make things much easier. I strongly recommend you study French pronunciation with the audio lessons I've written and recorded. It will give you a head start on your French studies. The lesson Secrets of French Pronunciation is exclusively available on FrenchToday.com.